Then our lips locked in a kiss. That kiss. Then Levi showing up and seeing us. The pain in his eyes. Trust lost. Promises broken. Me running after him. Saul running after me. And finally, the crash. One car, two bodies. Oh, no. Oh, no. I gasp. It's real. It happened. Oh, my God. Saul. Levi. I start to push to my elbows to sit up, but wince and slump back when a sharp pain shoots through my skull. Stay down, MJ orders sharply, her hand darting down to keep my head from hitting the ground. You hit your head and passed out. You need to get checked out first. I shake my head. And nausea burns my throat as the pain intensifies. I'm fine. I need to get to them. I try to sit up again, but MJ presses down on my shoulders, keeping me pinned to the ground. Lie the fuck down, Grace, she yells, her voice strangled and pleading. I want to fight her, to go check on Saul and Levi, but I'm too weak to move, and everything throbs. So I yield to her demand. Ivan is with the boys, plus the paramedics are with them as we speak. Can you see anything from here? Are they moving? I'm scared that if I say the words I'm thinking out loud, I'll speak their fate into existence.
I need to check you out,
a deep male voice says. I turn my head slowly. Tracking the source when the man speaks again.
That's a nasty bruise you got there, young lady.
Crouching, he sets the black medical bag he's holding on the ground and slides the zipper open. Pulling out a pair of rubber gloves, he slides them on, then carefully places one hand at the nape of my neck. He holds me steady while examining the back of my head, pushing my hair from the center of my skull and cursing under his breath at whatever he finds there.
Okay, I need you to sit still for me so I can stop the bleeding, okay?
I nod. He pulls his hands back, and I see blood on his gloves before he peels them off and replaces them with fresh ones. He turns back to face me with gauze and swabs in his hands, then tilts my head to the side with gentle hands and begins to work on the wound. My eyes wander to the three ambulances with flashing red lights parked several feet away, then move to the paramedics bent over the two bodies lying on the snow-covered street. From this distance, I can't really tell if they are moving or not. All I see is a flurry of firefighters, paramedics, and police officers scrambling to and from their vehicles, kneeling on the ground and working at a rapid pace. They have to be alive. They just have to. My eyes burn with tears, and a sob escapes from my lips.
Hey, miss, look at me.
I blink away the tears blurring my vision and drag my gaze to the man before me.
What's your name?
Grace. My gaze darts to the ambulances again, hoping for a sign. But the lead ball in my stomach tells me I know better, that whatever has happened to them will require much more than a Band-Aid and a few stitches.
I'm Andrew,
the paramedic tending to me says, pulling my attention back to him.
I'm almost done cleaning the wound, but I need you to focus on me for a little while, okay?
I swallow around the lump in my throat and try to nod. But a sharp pain pierces through my head, forcing another sob to break free.
Just blink twice.
I do, and Andrew mutters.
Good. Now, can you tell me how you got this wound?
The memory of Saul pushing me aside and sprinting toward Levi plays in my head. I fell on the ice and blacked out. Saul and Levi... Will they be okay?
You mean the two boys?
Andrew asks as he swabs at the wound. It stings, and I wince, jerking my head away from his hand.